Chapter 10. Two players and the largest snake I had ever seen appeared before me. The two humanoids stared back at me as if they were just as surprised as I was. A man and a woman. Both were players. Real, actual people. The man was huge, and the woman was diminutive. The massive, hulking man was one of the ogres. A nerve agent, they were called. He stood almost 7 feet tall, reminiscent of the half-ogre characters from Dominion of Blades, though these guys had a blue tinge to their skin and saggy, mottled jowls. His arms were each as thick as the legs of an elephant. He wore extensive, complicated leather armor that was all buckles and studs, a maze of belts and straps and the occasional tassel. My first thought was overenthusiastic BDSM gear.
Smash self. Layer. Level. X.
The ogre had a yellow boa constrictor coiled near his legs. The snake hissed and uncurled from the nerve agent, slithering toward the fireplace. The thing was huge, about 12 feet long, as wide around as a manhole cover.
Familiar. Player. Smash self.
The woman was a fae. Her skin was ivory white, and she stood just about 5 feet tall, her body unnaturally thin. She wore simple black pants, a gray, short-sleeved shirt, and heavy, military-style boots. Her jet-black hair cascaded down her back. She had straight bangs that ended just above her eyes, and elf ears that poked out on either side of her head. She looked like a Vulcan from Star Trek going through a vampire goth stage.
Clara. Player. Level X.
Ah, yes. The artist. When was the last time you saw Anatoly?
Please, you have to help me.
Shut the fuck up and answer my question.
This guy wasn't going to help me. This was the client.
Which is it? You want me to answer the question or do you want me to shut the fuck up?
This one has got some sass.
I'm going to put the television on. See if they're talking about it yet.
It's locked out for the day.
Yeah, we'll see about that. He gave us administrator abilities, but I am locked out of almost everything. Still, I think I... Yes. I'm gonna have to reset it. Here it is.
Yeah, baby. I got what you need if you got what I need. I heard you'd been locked up. You still a party girl?
You know I am.
Signal lost.
God damn it. Fuck. She'd been working so hard. She'd gone through withdrawal in prison and went straight to the halfway house. It had been a year and a half since she'd used. I'd been hopeful. So damn hopeful. What a waste. When I got out of here, I wasn't going to go to the police. I was going to hunt these fuckers down, every last one of them. I'd been so focused on my daughter that I wasn't paying attention to what was playing on the vid. Both Clara and Smash South watched, riveted. I turned my attention to the screen. The screen showed a small, brick house covered in snow. Men in FBI jackets and about 100 cops milled about. Flashing lights and yellow police tape set the scene. The caption on the news screen read, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, House of Horrors.
Police arrested two men in conjunction with the murders. A spokesperson for the FBI stated the arrests were part of a much larger investigation and that multiple arrests around the United States have been made with more imminent. It is unclear how these arrests are connected with last night's arrests in Fitchburg. However, the police have been able to confirm that one of the two men arrested is indeed the prime suspect for the spate of killings that terrorized central Massachusetts for the past several years. The killer, dubbed Frankenstein's Monster, is reportedly responsible for the kidnapping and dismemberment of at least 24 teenaged boys. The killings had stopped for over a year until last week when police discovered the body of a 15-year-old Sean Walford, who disappeared from home earlier this year. Walford's body had been dismembered and then sewn back together using parts from at least 3 different people. Police are still seeking information on the identity
of the
other victims.
It's not 3, it's 5, dumbasses. It's always 5 different people. All boys except the heart. That dude has some serious mommy issues.
Smash South paced back and forth, chewing on his fingernail. He had a sleek, black assault rifle slung over his shoulder. It glowed in intervals with blue light. It was the same type of rifle Anatoly carried.
Oh, that dumbass. Anatoly, Frank, Sal, and Princess. All locked up because he couldn't keep it in game. Fuck!
Wait. Anatoly has been arrested?
Don't look so excited. Nobody knows where the servers are located. Even if the cops manage to log in, which I doubt, they ain't finding his lair. That means you're just gonna rot. Both of you are gonna rot.
It looks like Anatoly topped up my rig when he snagged Mr. Cryptkeeper here. I have a good 6 months of sustenance keeping my pretty little body alive. How about you? You probably got 6 months left too. Am I right? I know you have access. He always gives them access. Go into your menu and look at rig status. It should tell you the condition of your real body. Tell me what your sustenance number is.
Rig. Active. No issues. Waste disposal. Active. No issues. Sustenance. Active. 179. Camp. 100%. Battery life 99.5% of peak efficiency. Con. SCL connected. Subject. BPM 67. BP 125 out of 82.
It says 179.
That means you have 179 feedings left. You get fed once a day.
We are so fucked. Damn you, Frank. Fuck!
You know, for a sociopath, you sure are high-strung.
I'm not a sociopath.
Smash South flips channels, stopping on British Sky News. They are also talking about the arrests.
Fucking Frank.
You know, it's kind of ironic. They call him Frankenstein's monster. Usually they call that green monster dude Frankenstein, when the real Frankenstein is the doctor guy who created the monster. You're supposed to call that monster Frankenstein's monster, but they never do. They always just call it Frankenstein. But now they're calling Frank Frankenstein's monster. But he's really the one putting the bodies together. So he's really the doctor in this scenario. He should just be called Frankenstein, you know what I mean? So they got it backwards. Again. The news media is so fucked up.
He called himself that. He did in his first note. I knew this story. My mind was finally starting to catch up to everything that was going on around me. The serial killer from Massachusetts had been arrested. I remembered them finding the body of that missing kid. All the parts had been cut out and then sewn back together. Frankenstein's monster was one of Anatoly's clients, I realized with horror. These two knew exactly who the serial killer was. Anatoly had also been arrested, along with a few other people.
No shit! He called himself that? Well, I didn't know that. What a fucking idiot.
I need to get out of here. Jesus, they could be closing in right now. They're probably trying to log in right now.
Quit being such a fucking pussy. Christ, you're whining worse than that poet woman Anatoly brought us.
Us? There's gotta be a way to erase... There is no us.
Hut!
Clara leaped over the kitchen counter, cat-like, moving faster than I thought possible. She came toe-to-toe with the ogre man named Smash South.
You will not leave me here. If you leave me, I'll tell them who you really are.
You don't know anything about me.
I know you're from Omaha, Nebraska. I know you're rich. I know you're married to a real estate broker. I know you have a daughter. I know you have a Pomeranian named Missy Peepanties. I know you have a fetish for cutting holes in women, and then with your itty bitty.
With a shrug, Smash South pulled the pulse rifle up over his shoulder, brought it to bear, and blasted Clara point blank in the face. The Fae flew backward, her head just gone, her body spiraling blood like a goddamned pinwheel. Her tiny body crunched against the kitchen counter she'd just leaped over, crumpling to the floor. All of her clothes were gone. All that remained was a naked, anatomically correct corpse. I blinked at that, surprised, shocked at the sudden nudity. My own corpse was always naked, but I hadn't thought about it until now. In most games, your body was stripped of all its gear and clothes, but a simple underwear-clad version remained. I doubted the original version of the game was like this. It had to be something Anatoly added. The smell of fire and smoke filled the room. The snake looked up from the fire, then slithered toward the body. I remained there, unmoving, unsure of what to do. The nerve agent and I both stood still for several moments.
That's the first time I've ever actually fired this gun. I hate video games.
It was such an odd thing to say. I didn't have a response. The snake opened its mouth wide, taking Clara's corpse into its mouth, head first. The countdown timer above her head flickered away the moment the snake touched her body.
I've only accidentally killed her a few times.
He dropped his gun. It clattered to the ground.
That's why I was here. Anatoly promised me it was the most accurate simulation in the world. I could refine my skills on real people. Real, actual people. I know how close to the edge I can take them. But I get too excited sometimes. I could practice here. Take them to that edge. The twilight area. The beautiful place. Anatoly said he could use me. I'd be a proctor. I don't want them to die. I want that look in their eyes. Anatoly promised we'd all be human in the next version. That's why I never quit. In the real world, I'm not this big. And they're usually not that small. But I think I got a taste for it now. For the smaller ones. That's Anatoly's fault. He said we'd all be humans in the next version. I was fine with the regular ladies. I don't even want to play the game. After a while, I just wanted her. She's been here longer than me. She likes it. It's like a dream come true. I want them to like it. She wanted you here. She said she was a fan of your art.
She'll be back in a minute. I don't know if this is her regen spot.
It is. It's not mine, but it's hers. She's the one with the brand. I didn't even want to play this stupid game. I couldn't even get up to the level 7 Anatoly wanted us to. I can't even leave my home base.
I didn't think about what I did next. His words entered my mind, and I reacted on an instinctual level. I cast Scalpel and I leaped at the ogre-like creature. I formed the blade into a long, thin, puncturing weapon. I punched right at his exposed neck. I felt the satisfying give as the knife pierced flesh. I pulled my hand back and punched again and again. The nerve agent's eyes went wide with surprise and pain. He dropped like a sack of rocks.
Level up. You are now level 6. Upgrades available.
I barely had time to register what I'd done. Chaos erupted the moment he hit the floor. The snake, in the middle of swallowing the body of Clara, began to buck wildly, throwing itself up and down, trying to bring itself to bear on me. It wanted to attack, but it couldn't, not with its mouth full of the dead Fae. At the same time, Clara reappeared in the middle of the room. She arched her back, eyes rolling in an expression that I would assume to be pleasure if I didn't know what she'd just gone through. A moment passed, and then she unleashed an ear-shattering scream that never seemed to end. The snake had what appeared to be a 140-second countdown timer over its head. I didn't know what that was about, but I hoped it meant it would disappear. I didn't wait. I leaped forward, slashing at the snake with my right hand. The blade bounced right off the tough scales, and the large snake hissed in outrage. Oh, fuck. It swung its head at me, the legs of Clara's corpse still dangling from its mouth. I jumped back as it charged. It lifted its head up and down, like it was trying to swallow as rapidly as possible. Clara pulled herself to her feet, brushing herself off. She looked down at the corpse of Smash South, eyes wide.
Did you do that?
Oh, shit. He was less than level 7. I didn't think about it. I just struck.
Well, now you're meat. He might not be high level, but Ginger is. She's gonna fuck you up.
I didn't think his pet would be harder to kill than him.
Smash South might not have played the game or trained himself up, but he let Ginger roam about Warble freely. Look how damn big she is, you moron! How do you think we teleported around? She's a dimensional boa! She's at least level 30!
What does the counter over the snake's head mean?
How the hell should I know?
I leaped over Smash South's corpse, and as I landed, my left hand hit solid metal. With surprise, I realized this was the ogre's pulse rifle. I had erroneously assumed it was an owned item, something I wouldn't be able to pick up. I deactivated my scalpel spell and snatched it up, pulling it to my chest. A few notifications scrolled by, but I didn't have time to read them. A new gauge appeared in my interface underneath health and soul points, indicating energy level. It was all the way to the top. The large, sleek rifle vibrated in my hands. My finger found the trigger as I turned to face the giant constrictor barreling toward me. I screamed as I pulled the trigger. The weapon thwumped in my hands as a blue bolt crashed into the snake's head and promptly bounced right off. Clara yelped as the energy pulse ripped over her head. It smashed into the wall, blowing the mayonnaise into pieces. Huh, I thought idly as the snake clamped onto my chest. You can destroy things in the apartment if you have a powerful enough weapon.